Now, do you tip your postman or your milkman at Christmas as a thank you? This is a tradition which has fallen by the wayside, according to a study which has found as few as half of UK households still tip tradespeople at Christmas. Geoffrey Peel with us this morning. Morning to you, Geoffrey.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, and the businessman David Vance. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Do you tip, David?
No. I don't see why I should tip someone, Stephen, who's being paid to do the job that they turn up for. So I don't understand why anyone would, basically.
Well, because it's a nice gesture and it's a way of saying thank you beyond the pen, the minimum.
Oh, bah humbug, Stephen. But nice gestures, yeah, those are fine. If people want to tip, then that's a matter for them. I mean, if I'm in a restaurant and I get good service, of course I will tip. But to tip people who actually turn up just to do the job that they're paid to do seems strange to me, at the very least.
Geoffrey?
Well, I must say, we do it less, I think, because we have less people calling at the house. You know, I remember as a child, you know, we used to invite the milkman in. We gave him a tip and we gave him a glass of whiskey and he went off happy. probably he shouldn't have been driving the milk float under the influence of alcohol. But there was that wonderful sort of festive feeling in the air that people who were your friends and people who visited your home, you could slip them a few quid and send them away happy. And I think that's the wonderful thing about Christmas time. You know, but it's also about living in a free society that we're able to give a few quid to people that we actually hold dear, that are important to us. And surely that's something to be encouraged.
But I mean, why are people who deliver your post or people who collect your bins, why are they people you consider so dear? I mean, I can think of many other people who fulfill probably more important jobs than that I don't suppose you probably would tip. I mean, my tip, for example, for my bin man would be to try and give me a weekly delivery rather than a fortnightly delivery. I mean, that's the sort of tip I would like to give.
Well, the fact is we tend to tip people who are on very low wages often, but also that do jobs that are really, you know, not very pleasant, you know, where I certainly wouldn't fancy being a bin man. They work in all weathers. Often they're on near minimum wage. But that's up to us. You know, I'm not suggesting that anybody should tip anybody they don't want to tip. But it's a free society. We have the opportunity to do these things and provide these little kindnesses to people. And hopefully it makes us feel good too. Surely that's the wonderful thing about a free society, that we can make that decision.
Yeah, but it's not the problem. It's really about making yourself feel good. I mean, I doubt that, you know, whatever tip is afforded to a postman or whatever.
It's also, David, about reciprocity. We've all got children, and our children will no doubt go off and do part-time jobs or summer jobs and probably on quite low wages. And we hope that this whole idea of giving tips will also rub off when our children are doing quite menial tasks when they're students and so on. So it's about reciprocity. It's about doing the decent thing.
No, it's about self-indulgence, really, as far as I can see. I mean, at the end of the day, if you want a tip, yes, we all agree that's fine if people want to do it. But I don't see why anyone should do it. And I also think in a changed society, I mean, hands up all those who get their milk delivered to them now. I mean, the days of, you know, the milkman coming are a thing of the past, largely, you know, by and large. So that's just gone by the by. And life moves on. If we have a few extra pounds we want to give, then going back to what Stephen's just been talking about, I would suggest you could be given to worthwhile charities. There are other ways that money can be given rather than to those who are actually being paid a reasonable enough wage, Geoffrey, as most people in the public sector are, to turn up.
Yeah, David, I'm on this program typically talking about the extent of our public sector and the fact that we have so many public sector employees. So this is an argument that's wasted on me. I absolutely go along with that. But what I'm saying is that in a free society that we have, thankfully, the opportunity to give thanks to people who have given us good service. And we don't have to do that. It's not mandated. But I think in a spirit of generosity, and we just heard a call there from Stephen took a call prior to the session, where some people actually do fall down in hard times and
that's not postmen. That's not milkmen. That's not the people who are traditionally tipped. You're contradicting yourself. I'm suggesting it's perfectly reasonable to give, if you have spare cash, give it to the needy. But the needy are not those who are gainfully employed, properly paid, to turn up and do a job. It's just simple. It's just straightforward. I mean, this is not, you know, against the spirit of the season, actually, as well. I am suggesting money should be directed to worthwhile causes, But that does not include those who are well paid to turn up and do a job.
You see, it's interesting, and it's well beyond Christmas, this, whether you give someone a tip at Christmas or not. I'd be interested in hearing from you this morning as to whether you think you should be tipping all year round.
Yeah.
Like, for example, would you tip the hairdresser, David?
Well, given the little amount of work a hairdresser has to do in my hair, Stephen, no.
You wouldn't tip a hairdresser.
Would I tip a hairdresser? Why would anybody tip a hairdresser? You know, they charge for the cut that they give you.
Do you tip in restaurants?
If I get good service, yes. And the reason for that, Stephen, is because, as we all know, service in restaurants does vary. So if someone's very attentive and goes beyond the call for you in a restaurant, then I think it's reasonable to tip them. But there again, Stephen, you could argue by tipping them, you then take away the imperative on their employer to pay them a decent wage. So by tipping, do you actually, in a way, make people turn poorer?
I actually fell out with someone who didn't tip. He was out for a meal with me. He's actually done it quite a few times. Out with a meal with me. You're maybe in a party of three or four or five of you. And he absolutely resents tipping. He sees it as some type of extra charge. He just wants to pay what's on the menu. And I don't think there's anything more tight than going out to a restaurant. Seriously. I'm actually serious, Jeffrey.
Going out to a restaurant, and you've got someone earning a couple of quid an hour.
They, you know, and you don't give them a tip. I actually think it's standard now that if you go out to a restaurant, you should be adding 10% on. You should be giving those workers 10%.
No, to be fair, though, Stephen, I think that a lot of restaurants have now got a policy where, you know, the tip is automatically put onto the bill, and you pay
like
by a credit card.
So no, I don't like that.
There's always the question as to whether the staff actually get it. So I try to make a point of slipping them a few quid rather than putting them on the Visa card.
Well, actually, on that one, those restaurants that automatically add it on, I automatically take it off. I fell out with a hotel in London for that. I looked at the bill and there was automatically a 15% discretionary charge. I said, what's discretionary about it? You put it on.
It's mandatory, isn't it? So, yeah, that's
it wasn't that mandatory. I took it off.
Yeah, and you're right to do that, Stephen. But, I mean, if you get good service, then that's fine. But by the same token, wouldn't you agree, if you get bad service in a restaurant, why would you tip?
Yeah, totally agree.
Here's Davey this morning. Morning, Davey.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you
think? I have to say, I give my postman £20 every year for the simple reason, if I'm coming in from the street and my gate's locked, I know the postman's been there and I will have mail behind the door. And I have a great service from my postman, but sometimes I might come in and the gate will be open and the mail will be lying all in the hall. And I know the postman has delivered next door and just leant over the fence and threw mine in. So, like, there's good postmen who deserves tipping, and there's postmen, I suppose, doesn't need. But if I could afford to give my postman more, I sure he would, because he does a second and nobody.
20 quid of a tip to a postman, he'd be doing all right. David, morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, David.
I very often agree with David Fancy's views, like, but I do in this instance. See that boy Jeffrey are talking about bin men.
Mm-hmm.
See, bin men, they should be, they're worse than the flag protesters, because they block the roads every morning. Won't let people get to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, why should you tip them? And if your lid, if your bin lid's 2 inches open, they won't empty it.
I don't start me about that. If you put the wrong colour of rubbish, have you ever heard of it in your life? If you put the wrong type of rubbish in one of these, these multicoloured rainbow bins, don't start me about that. About 22 different coloured bins outside your house, and you go to throw something in it and it's not emptied because you've maybe put the wrong wrapper in the wrong bin.
Yeah. What happens if you're colourblind?
What happens if you don't care?
There'll be a house full of rubbish.
What happens if you don't care about rubbish? I'm sorry, and I know there'll be complaints now into the BBC about, oh, he's not an environmentalist, all this. Do you know what? I don't care about rubbish.
Neither do I.
I do not get up in the morning and think, oh my goodness, I care so much about that rubbish. I'm going to take 20 minutes ironing the rubbish, washing it, before I throw it into a multicoloured bin. It's not happening in my life.
But you just throw it all into a big car and then empty it out in that car park at the Hilton.
Victoria.
That's why I think you couldn't get out of it, you know, if you thought you were driving a bin, Roy.
The car park. I'm telling you now, people should be contacting this programme telling me if it's just me or if other people have had problems with that car. I got stuck. You think I'm winding you up? I'm not. There was nothing more infuriating. I got stuck on the fourth floor.
You got stuck or the car got stuck?
The car got stuck.
All right.
Which meant I was stuck.
Right.
Stop it now. You're actually... I've promised myself coming up to Christmas I'm going to let my heart beat and my heart
you're
rate
off, you're off and around,
decrease.
You're
no, off and no, but there's... those type of things wind me up past oblivion. You've got to understand what happens to me. I come into the BBC and the BBC tortures me for 90 minutes a day. They absolutely torture me. Victoria, good morning, Victoria. I can't hear Victoria. Good morning.
Hello.
Go ahead, Victoria.
Hello. Well, I think you should tip your postman. My postman's called Jeremy and he's brilliant and I couldn't live without him.
I know a man called Jeremy. I could live without him.
He's a brilliant postman. He's very helpful, very friendly, and I live in the country, and without having all my things delivered, I would be really stuck. So I always try and tip him at Christmas.